USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president says Russia's invasion is helping him see his country's true friends. In an address to Canadian Parliament, a day ahead of speaking to the U.S. Congress, President Zelensky says Canada is leading in providing support. The U.S. and NATO are imposing heavy sanctions on Russia for their invasion of Ukraine, but North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, appearing on Fox News, says he wants Russia to feel these economic consequences for a long time.
I definitely don't think that they should end when he exits Ukraine. I mean, think about the Ukrainian people. Maybe they should last for as long as it takes for Ukraine to rebuild from all the devastation that they've caused over the past 20 days.
Pfizer is seeking emergency authorization from the FDA for a fourth COVID vaccine shot for individuals 65 and older. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Americans are taking a glass-half-full approach regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
A new poll finds that most Americans are feeling a little more confident dealing with the waning COVID-19 pandemic as the restrictions end nationwide. An Axios poll found that 64% are in favor of lifting pandemic restrictions as the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths drop. But 3 in 4 say they would go back to wearing a mask if a new variant broke out where they live. About a third of Americans, 32%, say they've already returned to pre-COVID routines, with another 23% expecting they will return to normal within the next 6 months.
President Biden has signed a big spending bill that Congress sent to him last week. Biden saying the measure includes more than $13 billion in additional emergency aid for Ukraine. The overall $1.5 trillion spending bill funds the government through September. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
As gas prices remain the highest in the nation in California, organized groups of gasoline thieves have been striking stations around Southern California. At a Chevron in Long Beach, the super-organized bandits used trucks modified with large plastic tanks to capture gasoline after breaking the pump so it continues dispersing, a clerk from the station saying,
looks like a construction truck, but in the middle is designed as the tank. That means everything is modified.
That audio courtesy of KTLA in Los Angeles. President Biden has nominated Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court of the United States. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that senators from both parties have reported good conversations with Judge Brown Jackson.
As soon as she was nominated, she started practicing and studying and preparing, which I don't think surprises anyone who's looked at her impeccable credentials and record to date.
A new report says Bob Saget's injuries show he may have fallen on a carpeted floor. The release from the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida said fractures near his eyes may have been from a fall on something that was hard and was covered by something soft. The comedian was found dead in his Orlando hotel room in January. The death was ruled an accident. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.